Hi everyone, this is Brooke Allen and I am giving a review of Instructional Technology for Educators. Throughout this semester, I've learned a lot of really helpful things. My favorite was probably the blogging. I really liked reading other people's blogs, seeing how they did certain things in their classroom, and then how I could turn it around and possibly do it in my classroom. I thought it was awesome the way that they were able to talk to each other, and it was a great way for me, who isn't in the classroom yet or has never really been in one, to kind of plan for when I do have one. It was a great way to, while I'm still excited and get all these creative juices flowing, to be able to keep that someplace that I know that I will always have. Like, I will always be able to go back and read my blog and see what I thought about this thing, or like be able to remember those things. So it's, if anything, it was great to be able to have a place to keep track of so many different ideas. I also really enjoyed the web quest that we did. I thought it was really cool. It was a little tough for me being a math teacher, trying to get a lesson together using technology and using like, go ahead, just go and explore the web. Here's all your different resources. So it was a little tough, so I would definitely have to think a little bit further in that if I ever actually did a web quest. The whole Glockster website, I was not a fan of. It was tough kind of making a poster out of information because it was supposed to relate to the web quest, and it was really tough to be able to do that. It's not a bad idea for certain projects, like giving children that option of making an online poster rather than a paper poster. So it's not a bad option, but I wouldn't necessarily choose it for my classroom. Google Docs was definitely a really cool option. It was a great way to have for a teacher to upload a document there and then share it with the students. I wouldn't necessarily use the forms and the different presentations and whatnot, just because I would be having a math classroom, but I find it great and I've used it personally for all of my schoolwork ever since. The next thing I think we did was the Prezi, and that was a really cool presentation option. Would I use it for regular class notes? Absolutely not. It's way too confusing and all over the place, so it's hard to set up, where a slideshow is just like point, 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 point. So I wouldn't use that for my regular classroom notes. I would use it for a special presentation, say if I was trying to get a job or making a specific talk at a seminar type of setting. Overall, I really enjoyed the class, and I'm really excited to get into the classroom and be able to see how I can use this technology. Thanks, everyone.